Carlo, you just said that we shouldn't be competing with animals and children. So no way I'm going to do any better than them. They did an awesome job. And as I was listening to their singing and the skit, there's some kind of light that's inside of me begin to lit. You know what kind of light that is, right? It's a light that comes that within us with the joy. And today certainly is a happy day because he is risen. It's happy Easter. Now, today I just want you to focus on two things. The cross that's before you, and also the screen that shows the empty tomb, the light. Empty tomb may mean like there's something emptiness in it, but the place is filled with light. Light, two different type of lights. Light that it's a physical that you see that enters into the empty tomb, but there's also light that is within that gives us new hope and new resources. Because he's risen, we have new ways, new life, and new light that guide us in taking us to that eternal light that which is in heaven. 3 days ago or 2 days ago, on Good Friday, also known as Holy Friday, we had a service here. And we did something similar, something simple. We just looked at the cross and reflected on what it meant for us. On that day, 3 days ago, Jesus was over there on the cross. He was flogged. He was crucified. Some just unimaginable pain that he endured on that cross. Not 2 seconds, not 10 seconds, but hours and hours and hours. And as soon as he took the last breath, some amazing thing happened. The curtains in the temple were torn apart. And the rock began to split and earth shook. And you know what is also amazing? The tombs began to open. And the amazing thing is the bodies of not the regular people, but the holy people came to life. It's not just the day that Jesus died. It is also the day that people, the holy people, came to life. It's miracle in itself. It is a beginning of what we are about to see. You see, at that time, people didn't know about what we know today. They only saw Jesus on the cross. The pain. To the point where people begin to mock, saying, if you are truly Son of God, come down. Not realizing what is about to come. Because they didn't know any better. If you just think about that day when he was on the cross, the series of the event, you know, the split of the rock and curtains being torn, earth shaking, and I'm sure there was lightning and thunder and things like that. We're just all at what had happened. But the best is yet to come, and people didn't know it. You and I know it today, but people at the time didn't know it. Because Matthew 20, 19 says, on the third day, he will be raised to life. They didn't know that. They heard it, but they didn't know that. Today, we know because he was resurrected. And by resurrecting, he became light to us. At that moment, Jesus, all that Jesus claimed to be, became true. that he is the Son of God and that he is light of life. Easter represents the light of life and the hope. John 8, 12 says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Now, and you listen to this and say, yes, I get it. We're referring to Jesus. But let's go back and look at the history in time. At that time, that they knew that this was about Christ Jesus. I bet the people didn't know what this meant. And this is why this day, the Easter, is so significant. Because we know, but they did not know. It's like this. We're having Wednesday Bible study, and Carl kind of mentioned, you know, only if we have known. We're like, what? He says, only if we have known 14 years ago that Tesla, the electric car, is going to be this big, my goodness, how much money we would all have made. Did you know that Tesla, the car, the electric car, it was the founder, Mr. Tesla. He said 14 years ago, this is what he said. We can make electric car as fun as gasoline-powered car. We can make the electric car to go from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 5 seconds. You see, on those days, only Porsche did that. We can make this electric car as fun, as thrilling, as gas-powered vehicle. And no one believed them. Nobody believed them. Today, 14 years later, this company is as valuable as what? General Motors. They're not necessarily asset. Their worth is equal to General Motors that's been around 110 years. General Motors sold millions of cars. Tesla only sold 70-some thousand cars, but their value equal as General Motors. Nobody believed. When Jesus said, I am the light of the world, nobody knew what that meant. It's like this in Job, the book of Job. I love telling this story because it's so relevant to understand what we didn't know, what we know today. How many people still believe the earth is flat? And when you go down to the ends of the horizon beyond the water, you're going to fall down and die. Nobody. But did you know that exactly 500 years ago, people believed that? The earth was flat, and the horizon, you go beyond the horizon, the ship will fall, and you will just come to destruction. But the Bible said several thousand years ago, the earth is suspended in the vacuum. Here's the words from the God. Job 26:7. He, God, spreads out the northern skies over the empty space, the universe. He suspends the earth over nothing. Over nothing. The people 500 years ago or 2,000 years ago, they knew what that meant. They had no idea. They just skipped right through that Bible verse. That God would say that the earth that I have created is suspended over nothing. It's not holding onto my hand. It's up in the air. You know, when somebody, if we fall from 2 to 3 stories, we might just die from that mass gravity. This entire mass, I don't know how heavy this earth is. It is suspended over nothing, is what God said, and nobody believed him. We just skip right through. Oh, this is not for us. I have no idea what it is. Just moved on. When Jesus said, I am the light of the world, same thing happened. But you know what he was saying? Jesus was saying, I came to change the world. I am going to change this industry, this vehicle industry, from gas power to electric power, whatever. I'm going to change it. I'm going to redefine who we are in the presence of God in this place. And I came to give you a new way. And if you invest in me, in other words, if you believe in me, you will have what? Eternal what? Light. Eternal life, eternal light. Whoso believes in this light will have it all. And this light will never go out. You will be out of darkness for good. You will have that eternal light. So what God claimed on this Easter, God created in the beginning. It took the resurrection to realize and to confirm it. Well, let me explain. What I just said was what God created in the beginning, it took resurrection to confirm the very fact that which we did not know. Let me start by asking one question. How many days did it take God to create the world? It's not a tricky question. 6 days. We all know that. Let me ask you a second question. Which day did God create the light? Everybody would say, first day. And the first day, God said, let there be light. And there was a light. But let me explain it to you. It took 2 days to create the light. 2 separate days. The first day he created light, and the fourth day he created light. If you read the Genesis 1, verse 3 to 4. And God said, after God creating what? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. That's the beginning. Something was already there. God was in the move. And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. Ask yourself, what kind of light this was? Now, let's jump to the fourth day. What did God create on the fourth day? You go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. After creating the things, the second, third, and the fourth day, God creates something which you think that God created on the first day. On the fourth day, God said, let there be light in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them serve a sign to mark seasons and days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made 2 great lights. The greater light to govern the day, which I believe is the sun. And the lesser light to govern the night, which I believe is the moon. Then you know what he said? He said, he also made the stars. God created the universe, the stars, the galaxy. God created moons and suns and stars, not on the first day, on the fourth day. There's very significant meaning to this as to who our Lord Jesus Christ is. What did he then create on the first day? What was this light that he created on the first day? We know only thing, one thing we know is that God said on the first day, he created light to separate light from darkness. What we know clearly is on the fourth day, God created physical lights, the lights like we see now, the physical lights, the suns and moons. The suns and moons somehow through our technological evolution becomes that. The first day, the light that God created that ultimately leads to this resurrection, the light, when God, Jesus said, I am the light. John 1 first said this, in the beginning was the Word, and he was with God from the beginning. In him was life, and the life, what? Was the life was the light of man. And light, and this light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Just like we don't understand Tesla 15 years ago. Just like we did not understand the earth was suspended over nothing. We did not understand. But this is what was said. People did not understand this very fact. Then God goes on to create second day, the sky, third day, land and vegetation, fourth day, the light. And the fifth day, living creatures of the seas and birds. And 6 days, living creature of land. And the man God created. The fourth day, what God created, is what you and I think is light. This light is simply physical lights that God created so that we can sustain our bodies for our ecosystem. But the light that he created, first day, it was not just the physical element that's required in creation. He created light, the Word, and the sun. Bible says, for he was there from the beginning. He created the light, the Word, with a capital Word, to separate the darkness from the evil in this world, the darkness. Jesus was there from the beginning, as the light, and the people did not know it. Yes, in creating what seemingly the physical world, God also created the spiritual being, the spiritual light, so that we can discern right from wrong, good and evil. So this day, on Easter, because his risen, his resurrection justifies that he truly is the light of the world. Amen. So on this day, on Easter, especially on today, as God often says, do this in remembrance of me, we lift our hands in joy in celebrating this amazing light, not that light, not just the sunlight, not the moonlight, but the light. John 11, 25, 26, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The eternal light will make that happen. And he said, John 8, 12, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am that light that he created on the first day that can separate from the darkness. By resurrecting, he proved himself as the light of life. So we raise once again on a special day like today in remembrance of this amazing grace that we fall in love with. That in the beginning, we were all formless. Not just that heaven, earth, that it was created in the beginning. We, as humans, as men and women, we were formless, we were lifeless, we were empty, we have no purpose. We're just running around. Christ is risen today to give us that light, the form, and the life, and the purpose for our existence. Yes, we were lost. We were lost in the darkness. But now we see because of their light. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. I was singing for you, but I wasn't going to go there. I once was lost, but now I am seen because of that light that separated us from that darkness. We were blind because of the darkness. Now we see, oh yes, God says, I am the resurrection and the life. And he said, I am the light of the world. You know, with this light, death couldn't contain him. That's why that thing, that place is empty. The death couldn't contain him in that place because of the light. With this light, we now see that our troubles of yesterday and today are simply windows of hope for tomorrow, for we see light. With this light, we see that the seeds of yesterday are the flowers of tomorrow. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. And because of this light, because of resurrection, and we raise our hands today. You should just walk out and raise your hands today in celebrating this very light, and to be able to say, we now understand, we now see. John 1, verse 1 through 3. Again, even though in the beginning there was Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and God had this light shining in the darkness, and we, being in the darkness, did not understand it. But now we see, right? Amen. Yes, amen. Now we see that Christ Jesus was there all along from the beginning as our light to that eternal heaven. It's been sealed because he is risen. He was resurrected to claim this very truth that's been prophesied whole entire Old Testament, and to take us back to God by being the source of that eternal light. Let's give thanks and pray to God. Father God, we thank you and thank you.